God for all of you. Amen. Truly, as Minister Simon said, we thank God for all of our musicians. Yeah. Amen. All young men that grew up and young ladies that grew up in church. Come on, give God a praise. They grew up in church. Amen. Many young people, when they grow up in church, as they get of age, they take that talent out to the world. But isn't it wonderful to know that they not only grew up in church, but they stayed in church? Amen. We bless the Lord. We thank God for our elders, the ministers, the mothers of the church, and all of you saints. You all give yourselves a hand praise. Amen. So often we come to church, we hear all the negative things, but isn't it just wonderful to be in church? The scripture said, in his presence is the fullness of joy. You want joy, you got to come to church. Because in his presence is the fullness of joy. The scripture saying, and that is right hand, there are pleasures evermore. You know why you call it the right hand? Because the right hand is the source of authority. The right is the source of power. Amen. So long as you stay on God's right hand, hallelujah, you got some power. Anybody want some power? Anybody want God to move mighty in your life? Hallelujah. Amen. We bless the Lord. We thank God for all of our baptism, or whatever you call it. Baptizing, says it. Baptism was right. Oh, new things. That ain't as interesting as easy. But we thank God for all of our saints that are baptized, Brother Emmanuel, Sister Shakira, Sister Liz, anyone else recently got baptized? We just thank God. Oh, Brother Matthew from last year, Sister Nikki, amen. All you all got baptized. Went down in Jesus' name. Came up a new creature. Hallelujah. Nothing like getting washed. I said, nothing like getting washed. God taking that old you and creating a new you. Hallelujah. Isn't it great? I know when I got baptized, I was a mess and all messed up. But when God changed me, you know there's a hope. Amen. When God saved me, there was things as a young person I tried stopping to do so much by myself. And every time I tried to stop it, it lasts for a little while. But then, wouldn't you know, I turn around and do it again. And I go to God, I say, God, forgive me because I know better. But I did not have the power. When I got baptized in Jesus' name, amen, I can tell you from that day forward, all those old things, I did not do them anymore. I heard the somebody say, because there was a great change in me. You want to change, hallelujah. Don't try to do it by yourself. But allow Jesus to fix it for you. Amen. Well, we do have our anniversary celebration that we want to today. So let us stand for our scripture reading. Amen. Our scripture reading will be coming from St. John chapter 4. And we're going to read verses 13 through 24. St. John chapter 4, verses 13 through 24. Amen. You know you change when your friends ask you, hey, what happened to you? All that stuff you used to do, you don't do it anymore? Amen. All those places you used to go, you don't go anymore? Amen. All those bad habits, and I'm not going to put nothing in your mind to make you power suggest, all those bad habits that you used to have, what happened? The Lord saved me.
Yes.
Amen. At that time, my mother and none of my brothers were saved. Amen. I was the first one to get saved. Now my whole family's in church. Amen. Because God changed me. And he didn't just change me for a little while, but I stayed saved. Amen. Do we all have St. John chapter 4? Verse 13 reads, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him, whoever drinketh of that water, that was some special water. That water was different. Jesus said, when you drink the water that water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into him. Lord, let it spring up. Lord, let it spring up. Why? Because it's leading me to everlasting life. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, and that sinneth thou true. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and he said that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But you may believe in your heart, but you cannot become the bride. He said, the water that's from the well that I give them, this ain't no water. This ain't no dead water. This water is not stagnant. He said, the water that I give shall be a well of water. Yeah, a well of water, if you research, it's like an artesian well. You ever stick a pipe in the ground or just go by a place and see water just springing up? Lord said, when I give you this water, this won't be no dead water. This won't be no stagnant water. Hallelujah. How many know that God's not dead? I said, how many know he's not dead? The Bible said he is yet alive. Somebody said, well, how do you have a testimony that God is still alive? I said, I can feel it in my hands. Anybody feel God in your hands? I feel it in my feet. I can feel him. Why? Because God's not dead. He is. Glory to God. So the Lord said, now when you give it me like you ought to be, there won't be no deadness in your body. You'll always have my praise for the Lord because it's going to be in you. And when it's in you, whatever's in you got to come out. So it's going to be a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman says, sir, give me this water that I thirst not again. Now, how many know whenever God's going to do something, he always gives us an opportunity to tell on ourselves. He already knew the answer. He said, woman, go call your husband. She said, well, sir, I have no husband. Jesus looked at her and he said, you answered that truthfully. He said, you had five of them. And the one that you shacking up with now, he said, that ain't your husband. Right? So God, before he can help us, has to get us to acknowledge the truth. The latter portion of verse 18, he said, change your mentality. mean, you got all kind of worship. You ever go to church, you got all kind of worship? Like, worship this way and then go out and do something else? And Jesus said, no, I'm talking about what kind of worshiper? A true worshiper. A true worshiper. Hallelujah. If you don't praise Him, I still will praise the Lord.
Children's hand to the Lord.
The woman said, Lord, that's true. But he people that were given God their leftovers. When you go in service for God, when you offer anything to God, we're supposed to always give God our best. Rather than Malachi writes, he said, if I be a father, where is my honor? He said, I'm your father. He said, where is my honor? And he goes on to say, he said, why do you give God that which is waste? In other words, they were supposed to give God a lamb, but it was supposed to be a spotless lamb. They were supposed to give God a lamb, but it was supposed to be perfect. So what the children of Israel were doing in that time, or Judah were doing in that time, is they said, wait a minute, that's too good for me to give it to God. So they would take what was perfect, and they would give God something that was blind. They would give something to God that was whole. God would give them something that was maimed or lame, and God said, wait a minute, if I be your God, why are you giving me leftovers? He said, wait a minute, if that's okay for you, he said to God, well, let me say it like this. Get that to your spouse. Get that to your fiance. Get that to your best friend, that leftover. He said, and see if they will accept it from you. Because you don't want to give God leftovers. Amen. He said, curse be the deceiver. What makes you a deceiver? You're not true. You're not real. Instead of giving God your best, you think you're smart and you're keeping back the best and giving God leftovers. What the leftovers were in Israel's day, anything that was whole, blind, and lame, they were supposed to throw it out because that was symbolic of uncleanliness. That was symbolic of not being acceptable. God said, why are you taking the best and giving me your leftovers? I wonder in church today, are we giving God our best? Are we giving God the leftovers? Amen. Habakkuk 3:17. Let's go to Habakkuk 3:17. Now we're talking about what kind of worship?
True worship.
Brother C. Carroll, I remember Brother C. Carroll, he used to sing a song, he said, real, whatever I do for you, Lord, let it be real. When I sing, Lord, let it be real. When I testify, Lord, let it be real. Whatever I do for you, Jesus, just let it be real. Why? Because our worship can't be false. Our worship can't be accepted. Our worship can't be a pretense. In other words, when I come to church, I do it all right. But what do I do when I leave church? Can we say praise the Lord? So I'm going to say, although the fig tree, you ever talk to me? Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the labor of the harvest shall fail, the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold. He said, there won't be no. Habakkuk said, you might be in a desperate and destitute situation. But can we give God